This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Well, I think to say that it's Chilly Willy outside is an understatement.
You know what? Okay, before we get started, first I want to welcome Trish into the podcast, Trish Eklund. Hi, thank Trish. You for being here.
Hi, thank you so much for
you
having
me. You were here
me.
Early on like in our first season.
So
yeah,
about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were like episode one something of season uno. It seems like a lifetime ago.
That's what it feels
does.
Like. Yeah. Your first book came out in 2018, right? So it was not long after that you were on with us. Mm-hmm. No, we're in our studio, and just for posterity's sake, whatever. Just for the books. It's freaking cold.
It is.
And it is.
This is like everybody else knows. My furnace went out. Over the weekend, it was glitching on me just a little bit. And then and so I woke up this morning. I do have two furnaces in my house. I don't know why the people did it that did it that
smart.
Way, but God
thank
bless
goodness.
Them.
Yeah.
So the downstairs was still working, but where I was sleeping, it was 59 when I woke up this morning.
That's insane.
I almost didn't get out of bed. I was like,
I wouldn't have either.
What is going on? And then I had my phone was beeping at me because, of course, everything's connected. My poor furnace was like, help me, help me.
Yeah, and you're sleeping through it.
I did.
Did it just quit or is it like gasping, limping?
It quit.
It's done.
It glitched. I got like a couple of warnings. I got warnings actually last week, but then it would say whatever it was had been. The alert had been, I don't know, figured out
or whatever,
remedied, something like that. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, it's taking care of it.
It's healing itself.
But you'd think it'd be like your vehicle when the light comes on to tell you to get it serviced.
Mm-hmm.
You would think it would be like, you might want to call someone.
That would be nice.
But eventually the check engine light always goes off. It has for me all the time.
Because it finally goes out.
Mm-hmm. It finally burns out. Yeah.
If you wait long enough.
If you wait long enough, it'll just go away.
There's only so much a little furnace can do, though, man. When it's -8 or whatever it is, it's only so much it can. Even if it has a friend in the house, a buddy helping him.
There's
only so much
lot.
It can do.
I only ask for 65. That's all I ask for.
Yeah, but
night.
When it's -8, that's what we're asking for, too, 64, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's like insane. So anyway, so I have not been warm yet today. And I got here and it was 66 in this room in the office when we got here. Because apparently we were being conscientious over the weekend.
And I don't know why. I don't ever touch it. Did you adjust it? Because I didn't adjust it. Uh-uh. I think it just decided it is like, F you guys. I'm not working this hard.
It's like, you're not here?
Yeah.
Forget it. So anyway, Trish, the reason why we have Trish back in, because you did have your first book out. Now you've got another one. And I shouldn't say your first book because you have several other books as well. But this kind of book.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, and I wrote it down so I got them right because I know they're very similar. Nebraska, it's the Nebraska Decay, and what is it? What is it? Which one is it? I'm going to find
the
it.
First.
Abandoned Nebraska. There we go. Echoes of Our Past.
Yes.
That was the first one. And then this is Abandoned Farmhouses and Homesteads of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So tell us about your book.
Well, I really just I'm fascinated by old farms and homesteads, so I found myself exploring more and more of those. And
there's a lot of them in Nebraska.
There are.
I mean, there's some in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't there one like on 144th and Pacific? 100 and like
I think
there,
so.
There's over there. There's a farmhouse,
probably. And you wonder, like, why is it still there? There's all these developments around it and big houses.
Or
around
they're
it.
Building around it, and all the trees are still there.
And you just picture this, like some family just doesn't want to sell until they get the right price, or who knows why it's still there.
Or, well, exactly. This book that you did, and I'm just going to jump right in because the very first story will grab you. Mm. The very first story in there, and it's called the Warner Bonwell House, right? Because it's been empty since 1978, if I put all the numbers correctly that you had in your story.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I know.
Why?
Is there family or is it?
I don't think so. The farmer that owns the property now, he just farms around it. So
That's interesting.
Like, why would you would think that he sees that land as something valuable to either this grow more stuff on, you know, farm on? Why would you just keep going around the house?
I don't know. And a lot of them are that way. They'll look abandoned, but then you'll see a farmer in the field.
Yeah. So. And you know somebody owns the land that it's sitting on. That house and just... If you want to just tell a little bit about that house in particular, because I think that's just the neatest story.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. I was driving to go to something else and happened to see it on the top of a hill. So I stopped and I had my youngest teenage daughter with me. Well, I was just going to take some pictures of the base of from the bottom of the hill. And then I saw a farmer on his ATV. And he said, would you like to know the history? And I said, absolutely. And he said,
but first he thought you were with the government.
Oh, yeah. He said, are you the Douglas County, or are you the county assessor? I was like, no.
Is that good or bad? Would that give me more access? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I thought, because this is out in the Sandhills.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't see a lot of people out there, I'm sure. Yeah, so I'm the sure. first thing is somebody from the government.
It's gotta be. With a camera.
With a camera.
And then he's like, hop on the ATV. I'll take you inside. Well, I left my phone in the car and my teenager. So I was gone for like...
That's like the beginning of a Dateline. You need to be careful.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I mean, what?
Yeah.
You are a trusting person.
Oh, my goodness.
She called my husband and was like, Mom, vanish.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, she's fine. She's probably up there...
Taking pictures.
Okay, no problem.
Oh my God, that did sound like the intro to a bad
It did.
Movie.
Uh-huh. So I left my phone, and everybody at home's going, "Why would you leave your phone? Why did you on that the
Don't
ATV?
Open the door.
Oh, I know. Don't say hello.
Yeah. Right. So he drove you up to the house and inside. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Did he know the family himself, or just knew of them?
I think it was. Well, he might have because he was talking about how when the telephones were party lines. This woman was one of the town gossips, and they would sit there and listen in on each other's
calls.
Oh, I
totally would have. If I was around during the party line days, I would have sat there the entire time.
Without a doubt.
Taking my tape, because I remember those old phones that had the earpiece and then the speaker. I would have, before I got on, I would have undone the handle and taken the microphone part out
there
of it so they couldn't hear me, and I could have heard everything.
Just listened to everything. And you had
been
the
awesome.
Best. She had
like
the best.
Like Mrs. Olson.
That's
yes.
it.
Totally.
Right? Her running the telephones.
Yep.
The worst person on earth to be running a
totally.
Phone bank.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
But, which I thought, okay, that's kind of, so she's listening in. She liked to get the town gossip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the farm, it was first homesteaded by her first husband, Arnold's parents. And then a lot of the families, you know, they passed these places down. And so then he got married to Rose and moved her into the original house, and she was from Lincoln and wasn't too keen on farm life. And
oh
then
my gosh.
There was a tornado, and it wiped everything out. So then Arnold, her husband, went to her family home and measured it and built an exact replica of her family home so she would feel more comfortable.
Wow, that's what a great husband.
It's seriously.
Good Lord.
And you should see, he built that. I glossed over that part because the inside of the house still looks
it's
really
beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Built-ins, wood.
Lead crystal.
Gorgeous.
Jeez.
I mean, like, even the curtains look like.
I know.
So does somebody go in there still and take care of the house? Or is it just, they just let
it's
it go?
It's just there.
Yeah, some of the ceiling's kind of like not the paper, I want to say, but there's
it's
some
like
paper
peeling. Mm-hmm.
Peeling.
Wow, that's awesome.
But all the windows, it didn't appear. They were broken?
There's like one that's broken and boarded up. Because I almost thought it wasn't abandoned because that'll happen too.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I have a game where we play abandoned or
just
asshole.
Or not taking it.
You would be fun to go on a road trip with. Abandon her shithole. That's going to be the name of our podcast today, too. I don't need to write that down. I remember that one.
You'll remember, but that's hilarious because you talked about going on road trips with your wife, and his road trips involve, that'd be a good place to hide a body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right in.
We play that one, and guess which car has the drugs is also a fun one.
And I came across one time. It was this tiny shack, probably about the size of this room, And it was a shithole. And so I was taking pictures. I thought it was abandoned. And this dude comes walking out. And I was like,
oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was just a shithole. I mean,
no, I thought it was abandoned.
I thought it was abandoned.
It is a shithole. Okay.
That's the best road game ever.
It is. It really
How
is.
How fun is that?
So I wasn't sure if it was an abandoned house or a shithole.
There you go.
So
got it. Okay. So yeah, because that house, when you look at it from the outside, yeah, it definitely needs a coat of paint,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt. But it really doesn't. And it's an overgrown.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest, you know, box to check off. That okay, it's completely mm-hmm. overgrown. You can't see the windows, but the inside was amazing.
It was.
The built-ins were unbelievable.
And then all the counters were super short because she was only like 5 feet tall.
Oh my god!
So he custom built everything for her.
Could be the best husband on the planet ever.
I know.
Oh my god! And then he passed away like in the 50s, was it?
I
or
think
something?
So.
You might have, and I can't remember because I know she passed away in 1978. That's where I jotted that down. So the house was empty after that.
Yeah.
And he had had children mm-hmm. from a previous marriage, is that correct?
No, I
or was it?
I didn't see any children, and I think
they didn't have any kids. That's all right.
No,
mine are right here. That's why I'm having such a hard time reading because I don't put them on.
Just in general, with abandoned properties of any kind, whether it's an amusement park or a mall or a house, why the person who owns or entity that owns the property, why they just let it sit there when it could either be. I mean, it's like they're just losing money letting the house just sit there. Either sell the house, sell the property, get rid of it, do mm-hmm. something else with it instead of just letting it and just be dilapidated.
I don't understand that.
I know. It's crazy. And the farms, when you think about a farmer, if he's got, and I'm sure he has more than probably 340 acres, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has a lot of acres.
Yeah.
And so that little piece
mm-hmm.
probably isn't worth the money that it would cost to tear it down and get rid of it.
No.
You know, to turn it into a little square that he can farm.
Mm-hmm. And so he had it on the burn list and for the fire department because you can get on if you want them to burn your house. They'll practice. And
yes.
So it was on the burn list. And then he was coming out of the store or something and someone stopped him and said, would you consider selling it? And if we moved the house. And so someone wanted to buy it and then have it moved. And he said, my worst fear was I was going to drive back and see a plume of smoke and the firefighters burning it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When they wanted to sell.
He's like, no, don't sell. Don't go to sell.
My dad used to sell or move chicken coops and like sheds when I was little. Like anytime we'd be out, he'd be out hunting and he'd see a shed. He'd always go up to that. Any chance you'd sell that shed if I move it? We have probably 4 or 5 sheds that have been moved from all over the state.
Honestly.
And moving him and my, Greg and my uncles and whatever, just watching those guys talk mm-hmm. about a shit show. Those guys trying to get a shed up on a trailer and move it from La Shera back to Waterloo. Oh my gosh.
I remember seeing some pretty big houses. And even my folks moved to Quonset once, you know, moved it. It was huge. And they had to mm-hmm. take it down. They had to take down power lines. They had to, mm-hmm. you know, doing all that stuff to move that house. And out in Hastings, I remember watching once they were doing that because out there at the base that's out there, there was like the commander's home. They got rid of some of the homes that were mm-hmm. out there. And so these were really nice, mm-hmm. but they had to be moved. And I remember them buying them and then taking them down the highway. It's crazy.
It is a cool process when you use a team of people to do it, not mm-hmm. just you and your couple uncles that don't work that weekend. And it could bring your rope and gloves, boys. Let's go. It's a cool process.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That is something. And that whole house, did it have any outbuildings or just the house?
It did.
Yeah.
But he was using those. So mm-hmm. a lot of the farmers will use the barn or
sure.
Have you ever run into a situation where you've talked to someone about or been on a property or want to get on a property and somebody's like, get out of here. Can't be on my property. I don't want to talk about it. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think we were driving in Arizona and it looked like, I don't know if it was like a camp at one time, but there were a bunch of little cottages. And I went down there and there were guys working and he was like, let me get my boss. And the guy goes, nope. And he wouldn't, he wouldn't even
That's
talk
creepy.
About it.
Any haunted experiences or situations?
Oh, well, let's continue with this story.
Yes.
The first story in her book. This is, again, going back to, and I can't see it because I have my glasses on, Warren Bonwell House. I should put them on. Oh. Okay, yeah. Because you took some pictures, mm-hmm. and you even made note of it, that one picture in particular caught your attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was in there, and he left me alone in there for a little bit. And so I just, in passing, said, Rose, this house is just beautiful. Arnold, such an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. Well, and I didn't think too much of it, but I got home and I started looking through the pictures. And
you show Pat this, because this is just the neatest. Go on over there. This is just the neatest thing. And you look at it, and then you realize that you were standing there by yourself, like yes. you said, and he was away from you. And you're not so you could be caught in the reflection,
mm-hmm.
but there is a reflection.
Let's see.
And that's the picture. That's the reflection of someone. Right?
That's weird.
Isn't it?
And like you said, it looks like a woman possibly with her hair back, maybe in a bun or...
like hunched over.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's really cool. Got gooseies.
Isn't
yeah.
that awesome?
Yeah.
I just gotta
take a picture of that yeah. and put it on our Facebook page. That's
we
okay.
can
that's,
grab...
That's pretty
we'll,
freaky.
We'll get that because that is just the neatest shot. And probably other ones too have been a little haunted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have some activity frequently in our house. And so,
in your
somebody
house?
Somebody backpacked home with you?
Seriously, somebody jumped on the back of that ATV with you.
Like, right,
what activity do you have in your house?
Oh, voices. Like, we'll hear each other. It'll be in one of our voices. And at one point, my husband and I even heard Cammie's voice, my youngest daughter. And she wasn't home.
Oh, that's weird.
Like a parrot.
Yeah, that's really weird. That's creepy.
Yeah, and my husband has seen, he thought that it was her working at her desk by the window like yeah. this twice, and it wasn't. She was laying on her bed.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen the movie 1922?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
It'll make you think twice about jumping on the back of that ATV.
Okay.
I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Or any Dateline episode.
It takes
like
place
said.
In Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah, 1922. So Ooh. It's right before and whatever the 20s, right? And mm-hmm. they're on a farm out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And she wants to move to Omaha because she's not happy being out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay. I'll have to
but
watch it.
It's a Stephen King one, but mm-hmm. it's not a typical Stephen King one. But it is, it's like, oh my God. Talking about outbuildings too, I'm sure another reason some of these buildings get left up is because there are, what do they call them? Cisterns, you know, or
mm-hmm.
wells,
mm-hmm.
Other things that are dug out.
Yeah.
And if you don't know it's there or didn't know a house was there,
mm-hmm.
that could be a real yeah. problem if they don't fill them up or.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's another them. Thing when I'm exploring. You have
my gosh,
to be really
yeah.
careful of wells. And I'm waiting for the day that I fall through a floor or something.
Have you ever had any close calls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. There used to be a house that was by us in Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of where the golf course is now, Iron Horse.
The Bedeson.
Up in that. And actually it was south of the or north of Bedeson's.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an old farmhouse that was up on the hill just to the east of my house where we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Our house where I grew up, whatever. I was only one kid. anyway, I was the only one growing up. Anyway, this house was abandoned, and it was up on the hill, and we'd go ride our horses up there and then go inside and snoop around. And you could go up the stairs, but when you got up the stairs, most of the floor was just
mm-hmm.
the beams, right?
Yeah.
They're just, that was it, and you could see right through it. But it was fun just to nose around. Then there was a cellar outside mm-hmm. that you could nose around in, and some canning jars were in there. The door had fallen
creepy.
In. It was. It was creepy, but you couldn't help yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
There was because they leave things behind,
which I don't understand. That's what I don't get. Is that people just like deuce out, like see it, and they leave whatever
stuff,
just stuff,
just,
right?
Know, right. I mean,
but how many times have you been moving where you're like, this is BS. I'd rather leave half this stuff than go. And so these people are like,
yeah.
they just literally
they
leave
just
stuff.
Leave it.
They don't
I mean,
do it. They
when
don't
you see
it.
Pictures like you mentioned malls,
mm-hmm.
and there's chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And a desk and a couple
right.
potted plants. And it's like, couldn't you just made one more trip?
Right. I know.
Yeah, or sold them. Like, they didn't have a marketplace at the time. Put
well,
on a marketplace. Like,
it could be.
There was a house off of Dodge. I think it was 100 and either 144, because everything's changed so much over
I know.
There. 132nd, 144th, 156th, one of those intersections. But it was on the, and it's gone now, but it was on the northwest side of that, whatever intersection that was. It was up on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 132nd. But when I was in high school and it was a ranch
mm-hmm.
that had been, it was abandoned and
yeah.
it was a garage attached garage. I mean, it was probably 50s or 60s house, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it was completely abandoned and it was, one of the child in the family had committed suicide in the house, and the family just left. They just left everything from dishes,
oh, wow,
clothes. Like, they just didn't want to be in the house anymore. They left, the husband and wife, and I think there was a younger child as well. It's left, and it was abandoned in that state for 15 years growing up. I mean, we would never go up to it, but you could go, and you would see, I mean, everything was there. And the rumor was, and we never saw it, but that if you sometimes you could drive by and there'd be a light on in the house, which would be really freaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's those are the stories. Sometimes you see these abandoned buildings and the stories behind them, you have no idea why they're abandoned.
Mm-hmm. No. And you're right. In Omaha city limits, I'd be curious of how many are just abandoned houses.
Mm-hmm.
Farmsteads, basically, because some of them are. There was one at 132nd and Fort, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Northeast side of the road. Mm-hmm. And I used to drive by that every day on the way to work. I would go down that way. Yeah, and then one day it's like, oh, my God, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, the barn, fences, everything was just, I think it was 132nd and Fort, yeah. But, oh, my gosh, yeah, that's just got to be. Do people send you ideas of some, or
some, but I've gotten really good now at if I know I'm going somewhere, I'll look at Google Maps and try to find abandoned places, and I'll mark them, because you can usually tell, like, if the roof's dilapidated and it looks overgrown and stuff.
Or is it a shithole?
Sometimes it's a shithole.
Sometimes. Now, let's talk about some of your other stuff, too. You've got other books that are out there as well, and I hear you're working on a novel as well. And you wrote some young adult books.
Mm-hmm.
What are those? What do you got going on?
None of them have been published yet. And I'm hoping I'm working on the third abandoned one, and it's abandoned farms in Kansas. And then I'm going to get back to the fiction stuff.
But I wish they could do, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just think of, lately I've been hung up on Curiosity Stream, and you watch, like, they have old places and they do, and the video is so cool. And then the stories behind it, that would be a really cool documentary.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's one thing. I need to shoot more videos, because I know people, especially on social media, love.
Especially when you're going into these houses that are, you know, if you're by yourself or whatever, just walking through and just taking people through on that kind of that old little tour with you would be really cool. Yeah.
I'm just awkward on camera, so.
You don't even have to just, like, turn it the other way. We don't, because not that we don't want to see, but we want to see the abandoned stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, turn it the other way and just narrate it and
but
talk
hearing,
about it.
Hearing you talk about it makes all the difference, because you have a connection with those.
That's true.
Is there, like, a favorite that you've seen so far, besides this first story and this second book, but or a place that you haven't been to yet or that you want to explore more?
There's one in here, the Kank House. And it's really neat. It's over 100 years old, and it only was in one family. And I did actually speak to the guy's wife, who he inherited it. And they tried to farm it, but it was just too much upkeep and wasn't.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's just sitting. And when I first saw it, it was all locked up and everything, and, you know, I'm looking in the windows, and you can see, like, jackets.
That's so creepy. You see jackets in there still?
Jackets hanging and a tea kettle on the stove, and I'm like,
shithole?
No, yeah.
Well, you got to wonder, again, was there anything in this first house? Was there anything still inside the house?
Mm-hmm. There was, like, a dead plant and just some weird stuff in the kitchen, something about grandkids, but no furniture in that one. Hmm. But this other one, it was full of stuff. And then the last couple times I've gone, people have broken into it. So it's wide open, and there's a mattress outside. And
that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Critters. I noticed too in the book, you aren't real specific about where some of these houses are.
Yeah. And part of that is I worry about them being vandalized and I don't want to.
I think it's a great idea.
On my
exactly.
Conscience.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause there are heathens out there that can't wait to do something like that, or just want to go out for a scary night or something, and then break out windows.
Yeah. Where on social media can we follow you and see some of these pictures and get your book?
It's Abandoned, Forgotten, Decayed is my website, and then I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and I try Twitter, but there's just too many things.
Yeah. I know. It is. It's a lot. It's like I can do one well, and then everything else is just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm like, yeah, right.
Just every once in a while, I kind of like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. Just want to check in. That was it. I don't really.
Well, I got it. I definitely have to take a picture of that ghost mm-hmm. shadow and put it up on our Facebook page. If you're not on there, it's Pat and JT. It'll be up there by the time we post this. It'll be on our Facebook page.
And where they can get the book?
You can, it's not technically available till the 22nd.
Okay.
But you can get it on our Arcadia website. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble's.
Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcover.
Sweet.
Or, yes, right? Either hold it in your hand. Some people prefer that.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Or digital, but this is awesome. This has been great. So
let's go over what we've learned. We don't get on the back of ATVs with strangers. We don't
leave
our phone in the car.
That's another
one. And we don't take our teenage daughter and tell her and relieve her to be the one who knows where you are, because teenagers are highly unreliable for anything.
This is true too.
Yes.
And one of I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I will say this first house too. The newspaper wall print.
Oh, I know. I love that.
That's cool.
It looked like newspaper articles, and mm-hmm. I don't know the wallpaper.
That's pretty cool.
It was. Mm-hmm. Did it have years on it or stories or anything like that?
Well,
it was just kind of.
It might have. Yeah. I honestly
it's cool.
Didn't.
That's super
just
awesome.
Just a lot of cool stuff going on right there in that house. Goodness, Trish. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Stay warm.
You too.
And everybody play Abandon or Shithole on your next road trip. Trish, thanks for coming in. Rate and review our podcast. It's Pat and JT. You can text us at 402-403-9478. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.